KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Detectives have zeroed in on an alleged hitman linked to the killing of a policewoman in Umzimkulu. The 36-year-old was arrested yesterday in Mpolweni near Pietermaritzburg. He's set to join Sergeant Ntokozo Ngidi in court. The officer was arrested in November on suspicion he had his fiancée, Sergeant Ntombi Mbajwa, killed. The Hawks' Simpiwe Mhlongo says Mbajwa was shot last April while at home alone. The two officers were both stationed at the Umzimkulu police station.
Apparently, Sergeant Ntokozo Ngidi hired this man to do his dirty work, and there are more suspects to be arrested in this matter.
President Cyril Ramaphosa and Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwahube have been served with legal letters over two contentious clauses in the Bela Act. Solidarity AfriForum and the Solidarity Support Centre for Schools have launched legal action over the sections on language and admissions policies. They say Ramaphosa and Gwahube have 10 days to resolve the dispute or face being dragged to court. The president authorised the implementation of the act in its entirety in December. After a three-month delay, he allowed for consultations on the clauses lapsed. In a statement, the three organizations under the Solidarity Movement say Ramaphosa acted irrationally and contrary to agreements reached with Gwahube when he made the decision. The group's Kali Creel says they had agreed with the minister and the presidency that the full implementation would be on hold due to the absence of norms and standards.
President's proclamation of the Bela Act in full, as well as the Minister of Education signing of it, is an act of aggression against mother tongue education, but specifically Afrikaans schools and Afrikaans children. Firstly, we will take legal action with regard to the promulgation. We believe it's irrational because what we've seen is that according to government itself, it cannot be implemented if there is not relevant norms and standards in place.
Bollywood star Saif Ali Khan has had emergency surgery after being stabbed multiple times in an attempted robbery at his home. The 54-year-old was attacked in Mumbai early this morning. He's in intensive care. Police say they've identified one of the suspects, who appears to be related to a member of staff who works at the property. And Keisha Cole has cancelled her South African tour due to devastating fires in Los Angeles. In a statement, her South African media rep has revealed the singer, songwriter and actress lost her home and cannot go ahead with performances. The team is assessing the situation and will announce updates next week. Ramji says that fans will receive ticket instructions via email. The top story, detectives have zeroed in on an alleged hitman linked to the killing of a policewoman in Umzimkulu. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.